Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. You are talking 134, Shabbos 134. Again, looking at the idea of Abaye crediting his mother, but looking at a different spin on it. Over here, Abaye said, "Mother told me that regarding an infant who cannot eat, it is because his mouth is cold. His mouth is not able to eat, his lips have become chilled, and he lacks the strength to be able to eat with them," as Rashi explains. So what is the remedy? Abaye's mother was a nurse. "Bring a cup of burning coals, spread out the burning coals on a board or an implement," Rashi points out. "Stand it near the infant's mouth so that his mouth will become warm, and then he will be able to eat." Abaye also said, "Mother told me," again mother referring to the nurse who raised Abaye, "for this infant who does not breathe," meaning his breathing is not discernible, for his chest does not heave as it normally should, Rashi points out, "for this child, what should he do? What should they do for him? Bring his ability to breathe with using a fan. You should fan him with a fan and he will be able to breathe," meaning he needs some circulation, he needs some air, sorry about that, I was reading the wrong part, but what we should do for this infant who does not breathe, lo aleinu chas v'shalom, fan him with the fan and he will be able to breathe. The idea here is, yesterday we talked about the idea of how we give credit where credit is due, especially people who raise us, especially if it's fostering or adoption, which are wonderful, wonderful things. But here, Abaye learned all he knew from someone who is more experienced than someone who is older than us, older than him. And in our society, of course, nowadays, unfortunately, this is not really prevalent. People have a lack of respect for elders. People have a lack of respect for their parents, grandparents, and the like. And if they have a question, and they a lot of times they go to the advice of their friends versus their parents. You think about the idea of Rechavam. Rechavam's whole situation, obviously Hashem wanted it that way, but it really could have been avoided. Rechavam wanted to figure out how to lead the people. He wanted to have a stronghold on the people even more than his father. He was a little chutzpahdik, I guess, in a way we could say, maybe on some level. And he asked his advisors, he asked his father's advisors what to do, and he asked his friends what to do. And his father's advisors knew, they had the experience of the land, they had the experience of the people, and they had the wise judgment of years. And they said, "Don't tax the people anymore. Maybe ease up on the taxes, they'll respect you more." But his friend said, "You want to show that you're strong and you're stronger than your father? Tax the people even more." Of course, his friends were wrong, and the people split off from him, and they followed Yeravam, which was, of course, horrible, and it was the whole kingdom split. But really, the idea is to follow people and to listen to the advice of the elderly. Unfortunately, they don't get enough respect, especially the elderly. They have so much life experience, so much wisdom to teach us. Abaye sees this nurse who takes care of him all these years, and she teaches him everything he knows, and he takes it, and he literally explains it in the Gemara of all the life experience. And Pirkei Avos also explains every amount of years has something to teach us. And what is a Zakein? The Gemara explains the acronym, Zeshekana Chachma. A Zakein is not just someone who's elderly, it's someone that has a lot of life experience under his belt, someone who has a lot of sagely advice and wisdom. When the Levim would finish with their physical serving, they would serve as mentors from after the age of 50, because at 40, it's someone who already has the Gevurah. 30 is for the most strength, and 40 is a lot of strength, and 50 is about the Bina, the understanding, the Chachma. Every 10 years or so, Pirkei Avos explains that every life stage has something to teach. And as a person reaches 30, and then 40, and then 50, and then 60, they have more and more wisdom to impart. So if you have the question, you want some advice, you could always reach out, especially to parents, especially to people who raise you, but especially to the elderly among us, which unfortunately nowadays is so lacking, as they deserve the most respect and the most proper treatment possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 135 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.